1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
And good evening once again, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison. 6:01, currently our time here on Dakota's Best AM 1390. And also for those listening outside the listening area through the Coach's Corner page on AmazingMadison.com, this is Coach's Corner, joined as always with your host, Paul Vold from Dakota's Best AM 1390. A beautiful evening here in the Madison area. Looks like that is not going to stay around for too much longer. Some rain in the forecast. We'll talk about that and another time as well. Getting to that beautiful time of year. I mean, we got football going on. We've got basketball literally just around the corner in many areas. WNBA finals wrapping up tonight as well. Playoff baseball just got started last night with the Minnesota Twins taking one on the chin against the New York Yankees, but that's par for the course if you're a Twins fan or just in Minnesota sports in general. NFL, high school, college, all levels of football rolling as well. And the start of something that I'm very passionate about, the NHL hockey season getting started with a new team this year, the Vegas Golden Knights. And it's going to be a great draw for Vegas, especially for those who have been dying for a team out in Vegas as well. It's going to be a great show tonight as well. We got a few guests lined up this evening on Coach's Corner. We got DSU head football coach Josh Anderson coming up about 6:30. We'll be joined with running back Hagan Hines and also defensive lineman John Trout. They'll be making their Coach's Corner debuts as well. We'll talk about the NFL coming up here in just a little while. Talk about the week four recap, and also talk about some things that went around in the sports world as well, including Vikings running back Dalvin Cook tearing his ACL in that loss to the Detroit Cowboys in week four as well. That's not something that we want to go into depth about. Also, our first guest on tonight's show, a first-year head coach for the Dakota State University women's basketball program, David Moe, joining Coach's Corner, making his debut as well. And, Coach, thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely, Coach. Coming from Mayville State University, you were an assistant coach there for a number of years, over a decade, I believe, we were talking about before the show. You had multiple roles as it comes with being an assistant there. You're a recruiting coordinator, scouting and game preparations, along with skill development with those perimeter players, and just reading off your resume as well, and also developing summer camps. You know, first off, before we start talking about your philosophies and also coaching itself, moving from Mayville State and coming here to Dakota State, you know, what was the recruitment process for you that ultimately led to the decision here to come to Dakota State?
Yeah, I've been looking for a head coaching position. You know, being an assistant coach, you're always, you know, striving to take that next step to be a head coach. And over the years being at Mayville State, I've had the chance to compete against Coach Jeff Dittman, who was the head coach at Dakota State. And we've had some pretty fun battles, Mayville State and DSU, from recruiting to playing. And when Coach Dittman decided to take the step into the full-time athletic director role, the job opened up, and I've always loved this area of the country. I love this conference. I know the coach as well. And it just was a really good fit for myself, and Coach Dittman knew me just from competing against each other, that I think it was a pretty smooth transition for both of us. And I'm just excited to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. You know, you step in to the Lady T's program looking to bounce back from a season that wasn't exactly in their favor as well. But, you moved to Madison, and, you know, how was the move for yourself and your family to come from Mayville and to come down to Madison and to finally get a real chance to experience everything that Madison has to offer?
Yeah, you know, the move was interesting. I got hired in June, and I essentially commuted every week from Mayville to Madison. I would leave Monday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive down to Madison, work the week here. Met some really great people when I first got here. They let me just crash on their couch and crash at their house. And then I would go back to Mayville, basically Thursday night, stay the weekend to be with my wife and my kids. And then my family finally got to move to Madison the weekend that school started. So it was a good 2 months of, you know, windshield time, and got a lot of time to think and make recruiting phone calls and catch up with some friends. But the transition has been great. And now that we're here in Madison and getting acclimated to, you know, just the Madison life, we love it. My wife, it's a perfect situation for us because we're both from small towns. We wanted to have that small town community, that small town feel. And Madison, the people that we've met here are all fantastic. They're welcoming. They're, you know, it's just, I love that blue collar, help your neighbor out kind of mentality that all small towns have. And this is, it feels like home already. So we couldn't be happier to be here in Madison. It's a great situation. And, you know, it just feels like home. So it's great.
Yeah, definitely. You get that great small town vibe from Madison, and to have such a program with Dakota State University and also the athletic department as well, kind of coming hand in hand and well, it certainly makes the transition just a little bit easier. And speaking of the kind of the transition, everything, you know, you go from an assistant for X amount of years. Now you get to get the reins as a head coach and also coming to a new program. You know, what were some of the adjustments that, if any, that you had to make, if there were anything, you know, just kind of getting more responsibilities and kind of setting the tone here for the program that you have here with the Lady Tees?
Yeah, you know, I was very, very fortunate to work for a guy at Mayville State that really prepared me to be a head coach. Over the last 4 or 5 years, he knew that I really wanted to take that next step, and he gave me a ton of responsibility to being a head coach. And so when I got here, I felt very comfortable already. I didn't feel like there was anything that I wasn't prepared for. You know, there are little things like making sure that your apparel is in on time and make sure you order basketballs at the right time. But for the most part, the day-to-day operations, I felt very, very good about how I was taught how to do the job. And so coming into this job as a head coach, which has been a dream of mine since I started coaching, I feel very comfortable and very confident in my ability to run my program. And I mean, this program of mine has been the vision for the last 5 years, and I saw it so clearly. And now that I finally have it, it's just, I feel like I'm just picking up right where my vision kind of left. And so I feel very good about it. I'm just ready to get going. I just can't wait till games get going and get started, and I'm just excited.
Yeah, especially with the fact that you and your team actually started practice on Monday.
Yeah.
And your first game is less than 3 weeks away as well. A lot of things to start getting ready for the season as well, and also just kind of getting the team prepared for the long season ahead. You start with your first game is against the College of St. Mary on October 27th. They actually have a scrimmage against Morningside on the 21st. You know, just kind of getting down in some of the X's and O's of your coaching philosophy a little bit. You know, what do you consider to be a major priority in your developing of a game plan when it comes, you know, kind of the core things that you want to set for your team coming into a matchup against any opponent?
You know, I'm a big believer in you have to have a strong base of things that you can control. And the things that you can control is your effort, your attitude, and your respect level. And we talk every day about that because, you know, as a basketball coach, I'm not just preparing basketball players. I'm preparing these young people to, you know, get their degree and get their job and be valuable members of society. And so every day we talk about control your effort, control your attitude, and control your respect, and just get focused on the process of becoming better every day. And, you know, our first game was October 27th, and I told the team that how we prepare and how we focus on getting better every day from now until that first game is going to determine if we're going to be successful in that game or not. And so going into the game, I'm a big believer in just focus on the things you can control. You're not going to make every shot. You're not going to, you know, be perfect on the floor, turn the ball over, whatnot. We can work through those things. The things that we can't work through is your effort, your attitude, and your respect, because you have 100% control of that. And so that is the base of the program. Just really focusing on those areas and then building from there. And so going into any game that we play, doesn't matter who the opponent is, it's going to be, can we outwork them? Can we play harder than them? And can we just play our brand of basketball? You know, we're going to be up-tempo. We're going to be fun to watch. And I just think it's a lot more enjoyable to watch up-tempo. It's a lot more enjoyable to coach and play. And it starts with effort. So that's really the core, the base of our program is effort, attitude, respect.
It sounds like a solid game plan, a solid core to start off with, Coach, you know, coming into first year. And again, Coach David Moe joining us here on Coach's Corner, making his debut along with the Dakota State University Lady Tees basketball program. Their first game coming up on October 27th against College of St. Mary. That game will be at the DSU Fieldhouse here in Madison as well. Just looking at some other things, Coach, you know, you got to start it off on a good note here in some of the eyes of the locals as well on the recruiting side of things. You went out and go get Jesse Giles of Madison to sign with the program as well. You know, when you go out on the recruiting trail, you know, what are some big things that you're looking at to in looking for a recruit and also have them commit to whichever program now with here with Dakota State?
You know, the number one thing that we look for is what kind of person are they? That's the first thing. If I talk to a coach or talk to people that know the recruit, if the first thing they start talking about is just basketball, it's kind of a red flag for me. But if they talk about their character and their integrity and their effort and how they approach things, and those are all great things, that's a kid I want. And so, you know, going after recruits, it's pretty simple. I find the person first, and then does the player match up with the person? And, you know, you have a kid like Jesse Giles, who obviously is a phenomenal basketball player, but what makes her special is just who she is as a person. You know, she's a great student, a great person. You know, she's a sister, a daughter, all those areas of her life she strives to be great in, and that's what I'm looking for in recruits. You know, signing Jesse was huge because she's just a valuable part of, you know, Madison community, and on the floor she's amazing. We also signed Ashlyn McDonald from West Central, who, same thing. I mean, all of the recruits that we're talking to right now are all kind of cut from that same cloth. They're hardworking, they're good in the classroom, and they're just overall good people. And, you know, when you have that base and you can add talent on top of it, you can really take a program somewhere. And I'm getting really excited for that 2018 class because it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that's one thing a lot of people tend to forget about as well is, you know, you can be a phenomenal athlete, but if you have a poor attitude and aren't, you know, a person that can, you know, be coachable and also someone who's great outside of the athletic field, you know, it kind of hurts your recruiting ability. And I love the fact that you brought that up as, you know, as trying to recruit some of these players and also these athletes that are good people as well, besides just good athletes, kind of makes it all come together and also help develop a program to build the, because you're not just recruiting one player for the next X, you know, XYZ amount of years, you're recruiting for the future as well. And also that's a solid of piece of advice as well for anybody that's wanting to become a coach and also in looking to, you know, going into the coaching ranks at the college level as well. Coach, also, you know, we talked about, you know, your first few days of practice. I'm sure there's a lot of growing pains. You're kind of giggling at that fact. I'm sure there's a lot of things that things to keep your eye on and also to improve on before that first game coming up on the 27th. You know, just early on, how's the team looking at practice with the group of players that you have?
You know, we had a great preseason. About 6 weeks of 3 days of lifting, 2 days of open gym, 2 days of conditioning, and just trying to get them to figure out how to work hard. That was the base. I told them on the first day, we're not going to get anywhere this season if we don't learn how to work hard and come together. If we can't do those two things, it doesn't matter what we teach basketball-wise, we're not going to get very far. And so we had a great preseason leading up to practice, and Monday was our first practice, and there's a lot of, you know, pent-up energy and excitement in the gym, and it was fantastic, but there was a lull in the middle where, as a coach, you have to show some tough love. And so we had to get in the line and run a few times, but they handled it well, and then we came back, and we had our second practice yesterday, and it was great. From start to finish, They had great energy, great effort. You know, they had an amazing team attitude. The gym was really loud. And the message was, we want to be better at the end of practice than we were at the beginning. That's going to be the message every day. If we can do that every single day, we have a chance. And we got better yesterday. And now we have practice at 6:30 tonight, and it's going to be the same thing. We're going to go into practice, and we say, our whole goal is to be better at the end of practice than we were at the beginning. And if we can approach practice with that great effort, attitude, and respect, we will become better every single day. And so practice has been going great so far. You know, we have a pretty good mix of players on the team. We have three seniors, we have a few juniors, some sophomores, and then some freshmen. And the seniors have really kind of taken this leadership role. You know, Kennedy Wagner, Shelby Vogel, and Shamika Frazier have all kind of really stepped into this leadership role. And being a senior is a very special thing because they play with a different sense of urgency. You know, trying to get a senior trying to get a junior, sophomore, or freshman to understand what it's like their senior year is impossible. And so the seniors have really kind of taken over the team and said, hey, we're going to leave it on the floor. Plain and simple, we're just going to leave it on the floor, and we're going to play our butts off, and whatever happens, happens. And Kennedy Wagner has done a fantastic job as being a leader. So has Vogel and Frazier. They've just been great at kind of bringing the team together all for the same vision, the same message. And if we get that kind of leadership all year long and we have that effort level, we have a chance this year. I'm not going to say that we're going to win all our games, lose all our games, because I never talk about winning and losing with our team. I just talk about being successful through our effort, attitude, and respect. And if we can just have that leadership role from those seniors and some other juniors and sophomores on the team, we have a chance to be successful this year. And I'm just excited to see where we end up at the end of practice tonight.
Coach, thanks again for coming on the show. Thank you so much. And we will definitely keep our eye on the team and yourself as well. We look forward to having you on the show once again.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. David Moe, head coach for the Dakota State University Lady Tees basketball program, making his debut on Coach's Corner tonight, 6:18 currently our time. And don't forget that the DSU Lady Tees basketball team starts their season October 27th at home against the College of St. Mary. That'll be an 8 p.m. tip-off from the Fieldhouse here in Madison as well. We're going to step away. When we come back, we're going to take a look back at the NFL week season in week 4, another week of surprise victories for a lot of teams. Also get you a look here at some events coming up here in the Madison area in the sports world as well. 6:19 currently our time. This is Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best Classic Hits, KJAM.